from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Clint, I know you were there. The Texans practice today, one more day until they meet the LA Rams with a joint practice coming up tomorrow. That will be that sadly enough, will probably be bigger than the game, because I think the ones are actually going to play in tomorrow's scrimmages. I'm not sure if they're going to play in the game coming up on Saturday. But what are you looking for tomorrow? What things are going to, you're going there, if you got in your mind, I know you like to keep notes on a pad. Got in your mind, what are the things you're looking at as the Texans get ready to play the Rams?
Well, I think when you look at the starting 22, the one thing that we will be able to see, I'm not just going to say, well, I want to watch this or that, because there's a bunch of things that I'd like to watch. But I think on the offensive side of the football, it's that offensive line, man. I mean, there's got to be some semblance of getting a hat on a hat, moving folks, and giving these running backs some opportunity. You know, as we talked earlier, man, the run throughs, the not getting to the second level, the guys being unblocked in the hole. I mean, that stuff, that's got to get better, man. And hopefully with Joe Mixon in the mix, and hopefully with Laremy Tunsil in the mix, that gets better in the team sessions with the Rams tomorrow. So I think offensively, that's the one big I fully expect all these receivers to participate and go off. I expect two tight ends in Brevin Jordan and Dalton Schultz to make plays. I expect Joe Mixon to be out there. It's just a matter for me, man, up front. Can these guys
see some space?
Can you
space
just look just block it up, man, and give these guys some opportunities. And again, I don't expect it to be every damn play, but boy, it's getting tough to watch from go ahead.
That's what I say. My thing I'm really watching, there's a few things, right? We can get to Kamari Lassiter.
You know, that was that on the defense side of football. That's the one I'm watching.
But to get to stay there, it is Joe Mixon, because I'm telling you, I've been wanting to see him in with the ones and against, you know, another team, and with the Rams and their guys in front. I've been wanting to see him in there to see how different it looks with him in the lineup. Like, I want to see him behind the same blocking scheme, the same things that we've been watching. I want to see what that looks like with him. And people have been pretty impressed with the Rams defensive line. People have liked what they've seen there with their young guys, those young kids they got from Florida State. That's the big thing I want to see is, all right, Dameon Pierce and that running attack, those guys look rough in game against other opponents.
Yeah.
I want to see how different it will look with Joe Mixon. And I think that will give us a better gauge on, like, all right, the run game will be where they need it to be, because that combination of Joe Mixon and the offensive line can seem to find some.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, seeing Joe Mixon, this will be the livest action that we've ever seen Joe Mixon behind the line, assuming that he's going to go. I would imagine that this will be the last run for the starters, the last high-intensity work before for the starters before the Indianapolis Colts game week one. And so I would imagine it's going to be some the intensity is going to be a pretty good ways up there. So no doubt, the run game as a whole, I mean, what are we looking like up front? What does Joe Mixon look like? We hadn't seen that in live action. And then with the Dameon Pierce situation, does he look better in practice? I think we'll be able to get a good gauge on all of that on the offensive side of the football. Defensively, you mentioned it. I'll say it again. Every defensive what if or what I'm watching or whatever nuggets you want to look at, it starts with Kamari Lassiter. You got a rookie corner opposite Derek Stingley. You've got at least the first line when everybody's healthy. You've got some dudes that are pretty established or we're pretty confident in. The one we haven't seen is Kamari Lassiter. You know, he's the one that I think for the first month of the season we're all going to have to be watching to see what he's made out of. Had a hell of a day today now, but yeah. You know, we got to see it in real live action, and this is going to be. This will be the realest, livest action that he's seen. I hate to think that the Giants are anywhere remotely close to the Rams. So that game action last week was damn near a waste of time, to be completely honest with you. This is the real deal, as real as he's seen.
This is a coordinator. This is a coach who knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Quarterbacks, receivers, mm-hmm. and you talk about trying to confuse a young kid. This is kind of a group that will do that. I don't know how Agreed. Much they'll show.
Yeah, girl.
But this is a definitely a challenge potentially in a space where he can get better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.